unfortunately, this is the last episode of Senioritis, technically adult.
Don't cry. I already cried.
We wanted to. It's so sad. We have loved doing this podcast. And we're really happy we got the opportunity to. And maybe we'll do some more in the future.
Just maybe.
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 So this episode, we just wanted to reminisce about all the good times on the podcasting. And kind of talk about our, like, you know, our favorite episodes or points. And also what our futures look like individually. So that's going to be pretty fun. We don't even know that yet, so.
Yeah. Not really.
I think some college students should make senioritis for college kids, yeah. So they help us.
Well, we should just do it.
Gotta wait another
4 years. Yeah, we gotta wait.
Okay!
Okay!
Okay, so I think this podcast could have been a lot better.
We just kind of had to jump into it with not really a bunch of planning. And we didn't really have that many of the same interests we wanted to talk about initially, so it was kind of hard trying to figure out what our theme was, or like what we wanted to talk about exactly. But we're like, oh, we're all seniors, so like we're just gonna do that. So we kind of just like, we're just gonna talk about stuff from the perspective of high school seniors. So that was kind of like, as you can probably tell by our name, like our main theme. And I wish we would have had more time to make all the episodes more cohesive in some sort of way. Mm. I mean, it's not horrible, but just like personally, I would have liked to do that. But I think overall, from having to just jump right into everything, it came out decent.
Yeah, I don't think it was awful, but I definitely, there's a lot of like change in topic, and there's nothing, I mean, like, of course, yeah, there's high school, but like we did Google questions and then we did self-expression, and
it's mostly because I had a lot of ideas and I wanted to do all of them. So I forced it and she let me take over that time.
She was just go with the flow kind of gal, so.
But she has done so much.
Yeah, she edited all of these, so that's why you can kind of understand what people are saying. And Miller did edit our fourth episode, so if you could tell a difference in the quality. I'm joking. I'm joking, but yeah, Chewy's done the majority of the editing, which we're super thankful for, yes. Because I have no idea what I'm doing.
And like posting our scripts and stuff.
Yeah, and she's helped really with, yeah. So, thank you for doing that, because I would not do it right.
It took me, like, twice as long as it took you to edit.
Yeah. So, thank you, Chewy.
I think our podcast went pretty well. I think at first, like, the first episode or two, or at least the first one, like, we weren't sure. This is our first time, like, recording ourselves talking and posting it for other people to hear, which was really scary, because I think all together, like, the three of us, we can be confident, but we all can be, like, pretty shy people at some points, and that's, putting myself out on social media is definitely one of the things that I could, like, I can be more shy about, especially my voice, because I don't like my voice.
Yeah. But, I hate hearing you recording.
I like hearing you guys. I just feel like my voice sounds weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can relate to that.
Oh, okay.
Like, when I hear myself on recording, it's not the same way that I hear myself when I'm, like, talking to you.
Yeah. And also, like, my voice has, like, I've been teased about it a lot. I used to be too quiet, and I have a quiet voice, so I have to project more, at least on the podcast. Like, I have to try harder to project.
Yeah.
I remember kids used to say I was mute, and then they'd make fun of my voice, and they'd say I sounded like a little kid. And that can, not gonna lie, it's happened recently too, but I stopped caring as much because I don't have to hear my own voice, so that's the problem. But I had a lot of fun, especially the polygraph one was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun talking about self-expression with Chloe.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun interrogating Chewy.
Oh, thanks.
I wish you guys could see the faces she was making.
No, that's okay.
She just had, like, an expression of fear. Like, she was so over it.
Yeah, so I think overall it was decent, and I mean, I wish, obviously there's always going to be more you wish you could have done, but this is what we got, so. And now we're kind of just talk about, like, how our second semester has gone. We're only in our first month, but our school decided to do a sort of new thing called J-term, so at our school, we have, like, a two-hour class in the morning. We have that class for a month, and then, like, after that...
That's year-round.
Yeah, that's usually year-round. And then we'll have, like, core classes, like math and Spanish and everything like that, later in the day. But for J-term, we still have that two-hour class that we have for a month in the morning. But then, instead of having, like, the normal core classes, we had two elective classes, so, like, two-hour classes. Yeah.
And then also that. Choir and study hall.
Yeah, and then also either a study hall 3 days of the week, and then the two other days we'd have our normal music class. And for the reason why we've been able to do this podcast is because we're in, like, the podcasting class group, yeah. I guess. So that's one of the ones we chose. And then I'm also, or I have been in the electronics one, where we were just kind of learning about how, like, circuits and electronics work and, like, how to make stuff work. And if something breaks, like, oh, you gotta make it into, like, a parallel. And there's, like, stuff about, like, how basic electronics work.
That sounds like a teacher's rap or something, like, what they're trying to teach.
But there were a couple different choices. Chewy and I are in both of the same classes, but Miller,
I'm in Cli-Fi, so which is climate fiction, and we just read...
Climate.
Yeah.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. I couldn't think of that. Like, I'm telling people, like, oh, it was, like, Cli-Fi, and they asked me what it meant, but I didn't know. Like,
it's like sci-fi, science fiction, but climate fiction. And climate fiction is just building an alternate reality, or, like, a utopian society in a world where climate change has affected. Because climate change is a real thing. So it's really interesting to write about.
Not conspiracy.
It's not conspiracy.
It's for real.
And we also
is depleting.
I actually wrote a story about that, and, like, how everybody had to, like, look down, because if you looked up, since the ozone layer was so thin, like, you'd be blinded.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. But it was, like, it was deeper than that. I hope it was. I tried to make it. And we also did photography, and we took pictures of things that we could make into, like, post-apocalyptic, and, like, we learned how to edit things, and I really loved that class. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
I mean, photography is not my strong suit. Like, it's like I didn't have that much passion towards it, but I love to write, so that's why I chose the class. And I also love sci-fi.
Yeah, and for, like, our project in the class, our teacher, he ordered these kits where you had to solder a bunch of different parts to this plate. I don't know what they're called, like an electronic plate. I don't know exactly what it's called.
A circuit board.
That.
I'm not
going to say that. I know. For a second, I thought I didn't know what you were talking about.
What?
I got it.
I should be teaching
I just
that
clearly
class.
Don't know what I'm talking about. It's fine. So, we had those, and what it was a siren, so we had to, like, put all the resistors and all the different components to, like, make it work, and both of ours work, so we got 100 on it, which I'm happy about. And at first, I didn't really like the class because we were just kind of learning about, like...
He was just lecturing
for, like, 2 hours because he had to wait for the kits to come in. So, like, it wasn't exactly what I thought. Like, I thought we were going to be, like, building stuff. And
yeah.
But we didn't really get to do that until, like, end of the second week and then, like, our last week. I wish we would have more time to, like, build stuff, but I still thought it was a fun class, and I really like Dr. Batten, and he tells us lots of funny stories, so it was fun.
I love his axioms. This is your first year, like, having Dr. Batten as,
yeah,
like, a teacher. Does he tell you his axioms?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my fourth year with Dr. Batten. It's one of the hardest math classes I've ever taken.
Yeah.
But he's such a great teacher.
Yeah.
I love all the teachers here.
Yeah. And then I guess kind of moving into our, like, last segment of this podcast, we're going to be talking about college, because for us, that's coming up pretty soon. At our school, we have a required 2-week internship. I'm going to be interning at this place called IMG. I believe what they do is, They do, like, campaigns and, like, photo shoots for colleges. I'm assuming for, like, their, what are they called? Pamphlets?
Portfolios.
And, like, stuff like that and, like, their website. I don't really know a ton about them.
Like, marketing?
Yeah, it's, like, a marketing place. I'm pretty sure they do stuff mostly for colleges. So that, I'll be going there my first week. But for my second week, I'll be working at a place I've actually worked at before. It's a thrift store here. I'm really excited for both of those, and I had worked there this past summer for volunteer hours, and when I contacted them, I was like, oh, like, I was wondering if I'd come in. They're super nice. They're like, oh, yeah, of course, like, we'd love to have you, and then they invited me to this, like, appreciation dinner they have, I guess, for, like, volunteers and, like, people who help out, and I was like, oh, my gosh, so I'm really excited to go back there again, because everybody there is really nice, so I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it'll hopefully be a fun experience.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for it?
I am going to the Hirsch Academy,
mm-hmm.
and that is a school for students that have, special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's mostly, if not all, like, autistic children,
mm-hmm.
or, like, somewhere on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And I've mentored them online, like, over FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a group. And we did that. And I also work, for the past 2 years, I've worked with Syrian refugee children every Sunday for 2 hours. And it's not enough time to be with them, but I love them all so much. And hopefully I'll still be able to work with them when I'm in college, because my college is, like, a mile away from where I do it. And I just have, like, a lot of experience, like, working with kids in general. I used to coach basketball. So I'm really looking forward to, like, working
mm-hmm.
with the kids at Hirsch Academy, because I know, like, from the dean of the school, like, these are all amazing children. The
mm-hmm.
the students I have met, like, are crazy smart and
mm-hmm.
crazy funny, and, like, they always have me, like, cracking up laughing. And they also make really, like, good deep points, too, so I'm really looking forward to learning from them.
Yeah.
And what are you doing, Chewy?
I'm working in a school as well. I'm going to the children's school. It's an elementary school in Midtown Atlanta, and it's also the elementary school that I went to. So I'm going to be shadowing some of my old teachers and working with the kids in the classroom and stuff like that for my first week, trying to just see, like, what the different grades are doing and stuff like that. And the school has changed a lot since I was last there, so they, like, completely changed their curriculum, so I'm, like, learning about their new curriculum and
oh,
stuff
wow.
like that. And then the second week, I'm going to be working with different committees with the school and, like, different projects, whether it's with their, like, social media or, like, new students coming to the school or, like, the eighth graders looking for high schoolers and stuff like that. I'm going to be working with, like, different people in different departments and then learn more, like, the business side
mm-hmm.
of the school. So
awesome. Yeah. So I think that will be really cool.
My internship, like, reflects what I want to do, like,
mm-hmm.
outside of college. I want to be a family therapist that works with families that have, like, disabled kids
mm-hmm.
specifically, or, and then also do some, like, pro bono work for families
mm-hmm.
in general. I was wondering, like, if your internships, like, had anything, like, to reflect on what you want to do.
Yeah, and, like, you mentioned that your internship is close to here.
Yeah.
So, and then you said it kind of, like, or no, you were talking about how the Project Hope, which is working with the refugee kids, you mentioned that it's close to your college.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have your decision on where you'd like to go?
Yeah. I'm, like, 98% sure I'm going to Adam Scott.
Awesome.
It was my first choice, and I got in, so I just,
yay.
Like, didn't send any more applications to anywhere else. Because
yeah.
they also gave me a scholarship,
yeah.
so it's cheaper than all the other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't know if I got a scholarship to them or not, but it'd be cheaper without a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be
yeah.
cheaper with an Adam Scott to Adam, cheaper with a scholarship going to Adam Scott than it would be going to a different school without
mm-hmm.
a scholarship.
Yeah.
And I just really love it. It's an all-girls school. I know Chewy applied there, too, and she got in.
Mm-hmm.
She got
my mom
scholarship.
Was there. So I kind of had to apply anyways.
But you're still thinking of going, right? That's, what, like, your second
yeah,
choice?
Yeah, I'm choosing between Agnes Scott and staying here in Atlanta or going to Bard College in New York.
It's in Massachusetts.
No, it's in New York.
Where?
It's like next to the border of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay, so it's not in New York City.
Yeah, okay, but it's like, it's by...
It's in New York State?
It's like New Haven.
Yeah.
That's where my dad's from.
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to have family there.
So, yeah, I don't know. I talked to some students who graduated and who also go to Bard now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like academe. So, like, there's, like, pros and cons to that. Like, whether or not I want to, like, change something about my life or something, or just, like, kind of have this, like, same, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because environmentally, Bard would be different.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, academically, that's, like, the point that I'm going to college.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know.
Cool. Yeah, and for, I guess, where I think I'm going to end up, I'm interested in fashion marketing, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to try and find, like, an internship where I could, like, get a glimpse about some of the jobs I could possibly have. And I'm interested in going to LIM, or L-I-M, which is in New York, and it's only a fashion business school. So that's something that really interested me, because I also looked at, like, FIT and, like, other schools that are, like, fashion-based or, like, art-based, but it just really caught my eye that it's like there's no fashion design, it's like solely like the business side of fashion, and I'm not someone who currently feels like, one, I don't feel like I have the experience to become a designer, which a lot of places say you don't need it.
I think you could definitely become one, though. Chloe is the best dresser I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh my gosh, she's so stylish.
And I just feel like I have to, like, see something to, like, get an idea, so I feel like I wouldn't be...
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, like, you gotta look what people are interested in, and
yeah.
like, design it based off of that, and then there always will be, like, different edits, like, towards the end,
yeah.
so it's not gonna be the exact same.
Yeah, I just, it's not something that I'm, like, super interested in, so that's why I decided to go more, like, the business side of it. And I was really interested in it because they told me that they have every edition of Vogue ever, which I thought
what?
Is super cool. Cause like, even with other, there's like a ton of fashion schools in New York because it is like one of the top fashion cities of the world or whatever. But I don't know, just something about it like really interested me. And when I went to visit them, I visited another college up north that also had fashion marketing. And it just wasn't, like, it was, like, everybody knows, like, when you, like, find a college, you're, like, it's, like, that click.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, like, wow, like, I really like this school. And just, I was able to see, like, some of the projects and stuff they were working on. And it just seemed like stuff, like, I've, like, wanted to do on the side. But, like, I haven't really had time. Like, they, like, for some classes, you just make, like, a mood board. Like, stuff you, like, think looks cool. Or, like, obviously there's, like, other stuff you do besides that. But I just think it'll be something not only, like, educational, but, like, I think I'll have a really good time, like, finally focusing on something that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Which, obviously, I think you should be, like, well-rounded and, like, try different things. But I think it will be really fun to finally, like, focus more on, like, a career that I'll possibly have. Yeah, so I'll probably end up going there. And they also gave me a scholarship, so I'm like, woot, woot.
We all got scholarships to the colleges we wanted
yeah.
to.
Yeah, so.
Study hard.
Yeah.
College is more expensive than you think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they don't advertise, like, the final cost,
no,
like,
that,
after
the
everything.
The cost they show you is just tuition.
Yeah.
They don't include room and board.
More.
If they, you have to eat, like, the cafeteria on campus. I know a lot of schools, at least your first year, you have to be enrolled, like, with the food pass and everything, like, as a liability, so, like, people don't, like, starve themselves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's literally
Wait,
why.
Really?
That's literally why.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. Because they don't want to be liable, like, if somebody has an eating disorder or something, they don't want to be, like, sued for, like, oh, well, my kid, like, because they can't, like, force people.
In colleges like Georgia Tech and Yale, like, they don't let their windows open up all the
yeah.
way just in case.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that
mm-hmm.
with the school that I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just a note, even if the college seems like something you wouldn't want to go to at all, check
mm-hmm.
it out. Because
yeah.
Agnes Scott's an all-girls school. Like, there's no way I want to, like, do that. Like, I want the full college experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't get the full high school experience.
Yeah.
I loved it, but I want something, like, more basic that, like,
yeah.
everyone else gets. But I toured Agnes Scott, and I just loved it so much. Like, I've seen the camps. I've been on it before.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the volleyball games, but the tour and, like, meeting the students and everybody, it was really nice. So,
yeah.
and the colleges I thought I wanted to go to didn't really.
Yeah, like, visiting really makes a difference.
And honestly, sometimes you need to visit twice.
Yeah, yeah. I visited a college my junior year, and I loved it. I, like, thought, like, oh, senior year, like, I'm going to apply early decision there.
Mm.
Like, I was going to get my application done over the summer, and I was going to send it in, like, months before the deadline. But then I visited again as a senior, and I got to actually, like, sit in on classes and meet with students. And they were all, like, great. I mean, of course, they were, like, welcoming, and they were really nice, but there's, like, something about that visit just, like, changed my opinion on, like, how that, like, college came off on me. It was, like, a big, like, difference between me, like, loving it and then just, like, not wanting to, like, consider applying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know not everybody's, like, financially able to visit a college. Like,
yeah.
Both the colleges I visited, one was in New York and the other one was Pennsylvania. So I think if you're able to, like, visit one, like, pick, like, I guess your top one out of the, like, your choices, because sometimes, like, you don't end up liking it as much as you thought, like, oh, like, it seemed, like, perfect fit for me, like, the location, everything, but, like, sometimes, like, visiting and seeing how you'd feel there, it does make a difference. Like, when I visited LM/LIM, I'm not really sure how people say it, I loved it. But, like, initially, like, the thought of living in New York, like, really freaked me out. Because, like, compare, like, Atlanta, people are like, oh, Atlanta's, like, so busy. But, like, the part of Atlanta I live in, like, is honestly really laid back. Like,
the
only crazy thing is how people drive. That's
yeah.
about it. So just, like, the amount of people and, like, also the thought of not being able to drive myself is, like, kind of annoying. But, like, it's just, like, an adjustment I'll have to make. And, like, I talked to my sister some, and she's, like, honestly, like, when you get there, yeah, it's going to be scary. I feel like that's, even if, like, you go somewhere locally, which, like, going to, like, a completely new environment, it's going to be, like, a change. And, like, for me, like, sometimes, like, being in new environments can, like, make me really anxious. But, like, after, like, I'm there for, like, a little while, like, obviously you're going to get more comfortable. So, like, I just had, like, that initial anxiety of, like, oh, like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so scary. And, like, I'm not going to know where to
go. No, I'm terrified. My school's only, like, a mile from where I live. So,
yeah.
I live 2 miles from our school, and my school is right in between my current school and my house. So, I'm not going far, but I'm still terrified. I feel like I'm just getting, like, pushed off, like, the nest. And I got to fly. And it starts. Also, a lot of people say, like, oh, like, you didn't care as much about the dorms or, like the way the school looks. You do. It matters. It matters. Okay? It's okay to be picky about your schools, and it's okay to have high standards for them.
Because, like, you're giving them a lot of money, so it better be where you want to be.
And also, don't worry if, like, your first year of college and you just don't like that college.
Transfer.
You can transfer. And you still can get scholarships. And when you apply to colleges, I recommend doing early application for the
mm-hmm.
ones, like, the top 2 or 3 that you really like. Because
yeah.
you get more merit-based scholarships.
Yeah.
I also applied to all schools that were, like, in Georgia, like, in
yeah.
state. So I could get, like, the Hope Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Agnes Scott is a private school, it matches the Hope Scholarship dollar for dollar. So I also got money from that.
Yeah. And kind of, like, going back to what I was saying, I think, like, even though I really liked the school, like, I was just sort of, like, putting up things because I was, like, nervous about being in a new environment. But I feel like if you really like the school, you shouldn't, like, let that, like, take over you. Because one of my other choices was SCAD. And my sister has actually graduated from there. And I was really considering SCAD despite them not being, like, a fashion school or anything. But they do have, like, fashion programs. And I think I was wanting to go there more just because I knew more about it and, like, my sister had been there. So it was just, like, something more comfortable because I, like, again, understood more and, like, had seen the campus more and stuff like that. But I think it's sometimes good to, like, push yourself out of your comfort zone, even though it can be really hard. Like, especially for me, I feel like I sometimes will hold myself back from things I want to do because, like, I'm nervous about what will happen. But I rather, like, have, like, a moment of, like, feeling uncomfortable than, like, regret not doing something. And that's, like, something I've, like, tried to practice with myself more of, like, going ahead and doing things even though it's, like, scary or, like, it, like, makes me nervous. So I think that's something that you can apply to, like, a bunch of aspects of life. But
especially for, like, college, since I'm going to be going there for the next 4 years, and it's going to be a lot of money for me, because, like, my parents can't afford to, like, pay for the entirety of my college. So, yeah, I just think it's really important to go with what you think will be best for you and, like, the college that you think you'll enjoy the most.
Are any of you getting jobs when you get into college? I'm becoming a part-time nanny right after high school and throughout college, so.
I'm currently doing stuff on the app Rover. It's, like, a dog-sitting app, and I also have recently, Miller and I both, like, sell stuff on Depop just to, like,
and it Pascal 16.
It brings in, like, a pretty steady flow of, like, cash here and there. I don't think I'll get one my first semester, but I am thinking of getting a job over the summer and possibly my second semester, depending on how the workload is and seeing how I can balance it, because I do want to get a start on, like, saving up to pay off loans. Hooray! Like, my sister's going through that right now, and it just seems, like, really stressful and, like, horrible. So that's something that, like, from her experience, I'm able to learn, like, okay, I should really, like, start saving now. So, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, I'll definitely think I'll be working in the summers, like, in between college, just so I can, like, again, start saving up.
What about you, Kiwi?
I don't know. I think it depends on where I am. Mm-hmm. So if I go to New York and the campus is really isolated, there's not, like,
a lot of colleges let you work on campus, though.
Well, yeah, I know, but... I mean, I don't know. I think it depends on where I go.
Mm-hmm. Let's work at a Froyo shop together. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think overall, although, like, we might be nervous about college,
we're all really excited.
I'm pretty excited about going. Yeah. And I think, like, once we're all situated and everything, we're obviously going to feel more comfortable. But, yeah, it will just be a change. And, like, sometimes change is uncomfortable, but change can be really good. Mm-hmm. So,
also, this is our final episode, and I think maybe we'll stay in touch. I hope we do. I think we will, but mm-hmm. if we don't, and even if we do, like, I feel like these podcasts would be really nice to, like, mm-hmm. listen to and just, like, kind of reminisce about this time and what it was like when I actually had some free time. Not a lot, though. Not a lot.
Well, I hope you guys really enjoyed this series. I think overall we had a good experience making these.
It was fun recording them, too.
And maybe we'll make more eventually. Very, like, rarely in an occasional episode.
Once a month.
Nobody knows. But... yeah, I really enjoyed everything, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening, so maybe see you next time. Not really see you, because this is just a recording, but I hope you guys enjoyed.